with some positive news out of Ukraine. The markets, well, they accelerated. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 29th day of March. Thanks, as always, for being with us, everybody. In other business news, President Biden took the wraps off his budget proposal and Social Security got a major boost. Former President Trump may have inflated property valuations for years, and that's not all the bad news for him today. Job openings and quits mushroomed in February. The millionaire tax is a hot topic. So too is the amount of money fossil fuel companies get from the government. Still wearing a mask? We've got some new numbers out for you. We've got the Wall Street Report, and watch your paycheck if your boss has an MBA. For the interview, you'll meet Terrence Thames from the upcoming Black and Brown Business Summit. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. Focusandfind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Hey, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Wall Street opened the day higher, and as talks of peace in Ukraine filtered out of a joint meeting brokered by Turkey and Israel, the session extended the daily gains and even had the S&P 500 move out of correction. Those numbers? I'll have those for you in just a few minutes. It's all about being able to do more. That is the rationale behind the $14.8 billion appropriation to the Social Security Administration. CNBC is reporting that President Biden wants to ramp up discretionary funding for the agency in his proposed 2023 budget by $1.8 billion for that total of $14.8 billion. That's about a 14% increase from funding levels enacted in 2021 for the government agency, which administers retirement, disability, and survivor benefits for about 70 million Americans. Under the proposal, more would go toward improving the agency's services, while efforts to protect the program's integrity would get $224 million more than it did in 2021. Biden also sought more money for Social Security last year, having a proposed 9.7% increase, or $14.2 billion total for this year, to help improve customer service amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The proposal would also enable the agency to make changes to help ensure everyone who needs its services can access them, including people who are homeless, children with disabilities, or adults with intellectual or mental disabilities. It's beginning to look like the Trump business inflated the values of its properties for years. CNBC is reporting that the New York Attorney General's office has uncovered significant evidence suggesting that financial statements by the Trump Organization relied on misleading valuations of its real estate assets for more than a decade. Those potentially misleading valuations and other misrepresentations were used by the company owned by ex-President Donald Trump to secure economic benefits, including loans, insurance coverage, and tax deductions on terms more favorable than the true facts warranted. All of this comes on a day when the January 6th Commission indicates that during the insurrection at the Capitol, then-President Trump may have been using a burner phone to be in contact with some of his most ardent supporters who were urging Vice President Mike Pence to overturn the election results. It has been a tough day. February was a near-record month for job openings and folks quitting their jobs. The Associated Press is reporting that job openings hovered at a near-record level in February, little changed from the previous month, continuing a trend that Federal Reserve officials see as a driver of inflation. According to the Labor Department, there were 11.3 million available jobs last month, matching January's figure and just below December's record 11.4 million open jobs. But that's not all. the number of Americans quitting their jobs was also historically high at 4.4 million, up from 4.3 million in January. And if you remember, back in November, 4.5 million people quit their job, the most on record dating back two decades. Many people are taking advantage of numerous opportunities to switch jobs, often for higher pay. And remember, the U.S. added a record 678,000 jobs in February, and the number of job openings only went down by 17,000. That speaks to the depth of the bid that employers have for labor. The outsized number of available jobs and quits has contributed to rampaging inflation, as many companies have had to raise pay to attract and keep workers. In February, there were 1.8 openings for every unemployed worker. Before the pandemic, there were usually more unemployed people than job openings. In other words, it is still a good time for workers. And there is a movement to institute a higher tax for millionaires, and it seems that Senator Elizabeth Warren is all in on the proposal. CNBC is reporting that Elizabeth Warren praised the Biden administration's renewed effort to introduce a new tax on the country's wealthiest households, calling for even more changes to the way corporate executives are paid. Warren said that President Joe Biden's proposal to require the top 0.1% of the households, those worth over $100 million, to pay a 20% tax on their income is a welcome reform for a broken tax system, she said. She went on to say, quote, "What Democrats are saying is that we've got a plan to raise taxes on the millionaires and billionaires, the people at the top who aren't even paying taxes at the same rate as everyone else," end quote. Higher taxes on the richest American households, she argued, would help fund future corporate subsidies such as tax credits for clean energy projects, as well as big-ticket government projects like the president's infrastructure bill. The senator also renewed her attack on how corporations dole out profits, saying that rewarding CEOs with stock or investors with buybacks is flawed. An analysis from the Economic Policy Institute shows that stock awards have risen to about 50% of all CEO compensation. Biden's budget proposal says the president supports legislation that would require executives to retain company shares for several years and bar them from selling equity in the years following a corporate buyback. Well, here are some numbers that might surprise you, and they have to do with the government handouts to oil and gas companies. You ready? The fossil fuel industry claims a huge amount of taxpayer money to help keep their prices low. The Environmental and Energy Study Institute found that the U.S. government alone spends $20 billion every year on direct fossil fuel subsidies. Of that figure, around $16 billion goes toward oil and gas, while the remaining $4 billion benefits the coal industry. There is also data suggest that the problem is getting worse rather than better. Between 2017 and 2019, production subsidies for fossil fuels grew by 28%. Last year, a report from the Brookings Institute found that across the world, governments spend more than $500 billion on fossil fuel subsidies, artificially bringing down the cost of non-renewable energies and slowing the transition to more sustainable sources. Well, if you're still wearing a mask in public, you are now officially in the minority. Forbes is reporting that a poll by the Associated Press and the National Opinion Research Center found that just 44% of adult respondents still wear a mask often or always when in public. That is a significant decline from the 65% of adults who said they did in January. Fewer than half of Americans polled are avoiding non-essential travel and staying away from large groups, which is also a first since tracking the issue in February of last year. At that time, some 82% said they were always or often wearing a mask in public, and more than 75% were staying away from large groups. The share of Americans taking precautions gradually declined last year as vaccinations became more widespread, but ticked back up a bit in late 2021 and early this year as the emergence of the Omicron variant pushed COVID-19 cases to record highs. Well, it was a bang-up day on Wall Street as the Dow surged upward by 338 points to end the trade at 35,294, and the NASDAQ gained 264 points to settle at 14,619, while the S&P 500 picked up a generous 56 points to close at 4,631. It was the first time the S&P closed above the 4,600 level since mid-January. Prospects for scaling back the war in Ukraine boosted the session. Talks between Russia and Ukraine failed to reach a ceasefire, but did offer some paths for a meeting between Putin and Zelensky, and Russia said it was cutting back military activity near the capital of Kyiv. We shall see. And finally, there is this. If your boss has a Master of Business Administration degree, you might want to keep an eye on the size of your paycheck. Execs with business degrees are more likely to oversee shrinking salaries at the firms they manage and tend not to boost profits or sales. All of this according to a new National Bureau of Economic Research study. Pay at firms that brought on execs with MBAs fell 6% within 5 years of their hiring, while labor's share of profits dropped 5 percentage points. There are few benefits to hiring an exec with an MBA than one without one, said the authors. Ouch. Take that, MBA folk. All right, stay with us for the interview with Terrence Thames from the Black and Brown Business Summit. It happens next month. Now, no matter where you live, you can join the events that offer real meaning and purpose on a whole number of levels, and we'll talk about each one. Click ahead for that interview.